Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
I would like to welcome everyone to the Love Lift Us Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Love, and today we have a special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for blessing us to rise this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just keeping us safe and productive as we went about our ways, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless each person, Heavenly Father, who asks for prayer. Bless those who know you and those who do not know you in the pardon of their own sins, Heavenly Father. Jesus, we're asking you, would you bless this show to uplift someone and to just help us to become better individuals. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, before I start and before I introduce our guest, I would like to read a quick verse in Psalms 100, verse 1 through 5. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So as you go on throughout this week, always serve and praise God and know that everything good and everything that happens comes from the Lord. And just know that the word of God is true and it endureth to all generations. Okay, so the moment you've been waiting for, I'm going to introduce our guest. And our guest today is a mother, an evangelist, a Stellar Award winner, a gospel artist, but most of all, she is an anointed child of God. So without further ado, I would like to present to some and introduce to others Evangelist Pace. Evangelist Pace, welcome.
Hi, Frida. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
And my first question is, God anointed you at a very young age to minister through song, and how was you able to tap into your gifts, and who inspired you to do so?
I must say that my mother was key in that the whole situation, because it was through her prayer time every day that we would pray with her. And then one day we began to sing, and the Holy Spirit told her, listen at your children, and to get them together every day after prayer and just let them sing. And so she was the guide, the hand that God used to help guide us along our way and find out who Jesus really is.
Good, okay. Excellent. All right, and what are some of the challenges in the gospel industry that you've experienced?
Oh, must we go into that? Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different challenges. One main challenge, I would say, just knowing who you are in Christ and not letting the world dictate to you how good you are. No award show can tell you how good you are. You know, because when you go through a lot of, you know, just a lot of negative things, the enemy will try to make you think there's something wrong with you, when all actuality, people just do, and, you know, what they want to do, and it has nothing to even do with that individual.
That's right. That is right. Okay. Okay. What has been most rewarding in your career as a psalmist?
oh, my goodness, the most rewarding as a psalmist to me is the lyrics and the words and the melody of the song and how God gives it to you. And when you are traveling on the road and someone will come up to you or they'll give you an email or give you a card saying, that particular song brought me through this hard time, or I was thinking about ending my life until I heard this song that you sang, and oh my goodness, nothing can be more rewarding than God saying to you, you're on the right track. Stay right there, you know, stay in that vein. So to me, that's the most rewarding, is when people are helped through a song and God can spare their lives, because it's really all about him doing
right.
everything. It's all about Jesus, and we are just the vessel of honor that he's using.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now many of your songs, such as It's My Time and For My Good, have received recognition from your stellar career. So in writing, what would you tell a writer of gospel music to do in order to allow God to shine like you do, rather than just it be a song to minister to someone temporarily about a situation?
Miss Carol Antrim wrote that My Times. I think she's out of Philadelphia. I don't know if she's still there or not, but she did a lot of writing for Ernie Davis and his choir. So she was the writer in that. And I would tell people the same thing, just stay true to ministry, stay in the Word of God, and just allow him to use you.
That's right. Okay. So, okay, let's talk about the acting part, because you co-starred in The Leap of Faith, and you were the Angel of Mercy.
No, I wasn't co-starring at all. I was just one of the Angel of Mercies. That's what they call the choir. Oh, my goodness. Edwin Hawkins. He was in getting me to do that part. Out of all the singers that he knew, I was one from Atlanta that he chose, and a few others, Ricky Dillard, and, you know, some other singers. And that's how we got that part. And our title was The Angel of Mercies, and we was a part of the choir. Just a glorified extra, you know, but it was a great opportunity for us to let our light shine and sing our ministry, our talent. So that was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
Well, good. Okay. Now, so before you go on stage to minister to individuals, is there a certain, like, scripture or verse that you really, that's like your favorite, that gets you, you know, just in the presence of God before you go before the audience?
I really don't have a favorite scripture. But I do have a favorite theme that I do, and that's pray. My mother and my brother, Bishop MJ, the late Bishop MJ Pace, they always put that down on the inside of us. Before you hit that stage, whether you're on your knees, sitting in a chair, or find a corner and just spend some quiet time with the Lord, whether it's 1 or 2, 3, 4 minutes, and it's not just at that time, but have a lifestyle of prayer. I've made that my lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle to me, and so now it's just something that I do at all times. Just pray before I go out on stage. God, remove the flesh. I don't want flesh to get glory, because I've done that too many times, and you just feel ugly and yuck when you finish, because God is getting no glory out of it. Nobody's being touched. No heart being ministered to. So the favorite thing that I do is pray before I go out to minister, whether it's through song or through the Word of God.
That's good. That is excellent. Okay. Now, what is your inspiration for continuing to minister through song and word?
Souls being saved. That's the number one. Nobody wants to miss heaven. I'm telling you now. You do not want to miss heaven. Hell was not created for us. If you just burn your hand now on fire, you know, or with fire, that's just imagine hell being 1,000 times greater than that. So that's my main focus. Lord, let me snatch a soul for you. Let somebody's ears come open. Let their hearts be softened to the word of God and accept you as Lord and Savior and run on and keep living for him, and then that soul go get another soul.
That's right.
So it's all about souls, getting souls saved.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Okay, then my next question has to do with, out of the songs that you've created, which one has really impacted you the most? And I know all of them probably have, but which one of them has really spoke to your soul?
Oh, my goodness. The one I love most is, I was not the creator or writer of it. I don't even know if the lady is yet living. I think she's still in California, and her name is Tessie Hill. My mother went and bought a Tessie Hill album, and He Keeps Doing Great Things was on that album. And I've just been singing that song ever since I was a little girl, and I put my own little twist to it. And that's just like a number one opener for me when I get up to go and minister. He keeps doing great things for me, in spite of Sean Pace and all of my flaws and faults and failures. He keeps loving me. You know, he keeps doing great things for me. That's just my number one song.
Okay, okay. Now, speaking of songs and things, if someone wanted to purchase, like, a DVD or a CD of your music, what website or, you know, where could they go to do that?
I think everybody's familiar with iTunes and downloading different songs. I'm not sure if Savoy Records, if they're still online or they still have their store, but I do know Malico Records is the umbrella that Savoy used to be up under. And so you can go up on the Malico Records and probably get my old albums. And you can go to EMI.com and get some other albums that I was on. And the latest albums would be under Shaniki Records out of New Jersey.
Okay. Writing it down. Out of New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And, okay, did you have any concluding words for the listeners that you wanted to leave with us?
Just keep loving God and ask him to remove all the darkness out of our lives. Get things right with your loved ones. The Lord is soon to come, people, and we want to be found ready. We don't want to be like the foolish virgins who didn't have enough oil in their lamps. But we want to be ready when the Lord returns.
Okay, and this is my last question, Evangelist Pace. Do you go out and speak, you know, in the United States or minister?
Everywhere they want me, I'm right there. And the Lord want me to be there, I'm there.
Okay, and do we contact your booking? Can you give us that email, please?
I don't know his email, you can contact me at LaShawnPaceComplete@yahoo.com.
Okay. LaShawnPaceComplete@yahoo.com. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Evangelist Pace, I know that your schedule is hectic, and I'm not going to hold you long, and I really appreciate you taking out time because I know you're very busy.
Thank you, Afrida, for even taking time with the artists such as myself, and God bless your ministry on the radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So there you have it. We just interviewed Evangelist Pace, and we appreciate her time. And I have a few announcements. And our first announcement is on tomorrow. We will have Mr. R. Clark from Mesquite, Texas. He is a radio host. We'll have him on tomorrow. I will be on either tomorrow or Sunday with different health tips, but I will let you know. You can contact me on Facebook at Afrida Love, AlFredaLove, or Frida Love at FredaLove on Facebook. So once again, I appreciate all of the listeners
And if someone asks you, why are you smiling, you tell them that love lifted you up. Have a blessed weekend, and remember to take the church everywhere you go. Thank you so much. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.